Well, Happy New Year, GRD listeners. I had this great plan. Today, you were going to be getting the new Sweekly in which the Flinstress, Jessica, Kever, and myself discuss Star Wars The Last Jedi. But because I'm an incredible goofball, only 4.5 minutes of that show actually exist. Now that's a tremendous shame because we had a fantastic conversation about the movie and the other things that we discussed, and that discussion as it was is lost forever. But we're going to clear up some time and their schedules and ours and match this up and try to make that episode happen after all, because we just don't know when to quit. That being said, what you're listening to now is not a full episode, but what it is that roughly 4.5 minutes that managed to survive. Mental note, always look at the recording time left. Kylo kills Dumbledore. It's GRD Sweekly.
Spoilers.
We'll get there. It'll happen. Hi, it's GRD Sweekly episode number. You want to take a stab at it?
284?
279. We're getting to the 84s and stuff, so it's going to happen. Hi there. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those kinds of crazy places, including, you know, at GeekRadioDaily.com. That's just kind of the whole name of it. And we're gathered together again for one of our sometimes weekly shows that sometimes weekly. So there's that. The folks that are bringing it to you today, well, that there is the Flinstress.
Too short for a stormtrooper.
Huh? There's no need to just start belittling. It doesn't work that way. I don't know why you do it. Hi there. It's Jess.
Nothing will stand in our way.
Well, that's a little over-presumptuous of you. And Kev is here.
Well, I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
You still can. It's fine. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Yeah, but sometimes I amaze even myself.
It's true.
You got the whiniest Luke Skywalker intro. Man.
I flipped a coin. Just so you two know, I flipped a coin. That's how that worked out. What happened, geeky? Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously, we went to see Star Wars, but
we'll save that for later.
And seriously, if we were going to do everything I've been doing geeky since the last time we've done a show,
it would be 12 hours.
The Hobbit extended edition of GRD. Well, we also saw Thor Ragnarok, which was super funny. If you haven't already seen Thor Ragnarok, it was super hilarious and enjoyable and action-packed. And we saw Justice League, a.k.a. Wonder Woman and her friends.
Wonder Woman and pals.
Yeah, Wonder Woman and pals. So, and that was fine. That was exactly the movie that I wanted it to be, and I enjoyed it very much.
People are just all up in arms or whatever about it, but, you know, I had a good... you did not see Justice League, did you, Jess?
No, because you hate things.
Kev, you see Justice League?
Yes, I have, because I like to give things a chance.
Did you enjoy Justice League?
Yeah.
It was fun, right?
I felt like, especially in the end, it really feels like they touched on all of the people's complaints about the action scenes and all that.
So. See, I think so. I mean, I had a good time with it. You know, oh, but it's not this, it's not that. Fine, it's not something else. It's Justice League.
Dark
it was a good
as
time.
As Batman vs. Superman, I appreciated the reshoots, rewrites, whatever that they did to make it funnier. Yeah, I enjoyed it very much. We'll own it. We'll watch it again.
Damn right we will.
God, I can't wait for MJ to be old enough for all of this. Right? She's so close.
So it's
like right on the edge.
We're on the cusp.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we've been doing a lot of geeky holiday stuff, going to look at Christmas lights and, you know, geeking out over Christmas. So I'm just going to keep a short geeky sweep, but I will launch into Crisis on Earth
X. Crisis on Earth X, which some people call the real Justice League movie.
Right? Well, it was a 4-hour movie.
But it was.
Yeah. And that was great. That's our crossover from the DC Legends of Tomorrow, the Arrow crew, the Flash, and Supergirl. And so they started on the one and went through. And it was fun. And also, I mean, you know, like things happened. It wasn't just like a throwaway, like a 4-part episode,
you know,
where and then we can go back to our regular episodes. You know what I mean? Like we lost the main character.
Right.
And more than one.
Spoilers.
I mean, one like main character.
True.
But other people like died and stuff. Yeah.
Well, you know, whenever you go up against Nazis and that's what it was. Yeah. We were behind the curve on this getting to it because episodes had built up and we tried, but you showed up just in time for that. Did you like, made for TV Justice League?
I didn't appreciate how they were treating the Nazis like they were bad guys or something. I mean, what is this? Wolfenstein 2?
I tell you, it's awful. Well, thank you so much for tuning into this truncated version of the latest edition of GRD's Weekly. Again, we're trying to sync things up so we can actually make this full episode again and hopefully get it as close to the amazing piece of work it was that you'll just have to trust me on. I mean, you really had to be there. It's a matter of opinion. Be that as it may, happy 2018, everybody. GRD is here. We ain't going nowhere. Thanks for stopping by, and we will see you again real soon.
Physics tells us that for every action, there must be an equal and opposite reaction. They hate us, we hate them, they hate us back. And so, here we are, victims of mathematics.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Blah, 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 blah.
I have you now.
What do you think?
It stinks.
Good night, suckers.